Hey everybody, this is Chad King from the Torture Cast on July 22nd, 2019. I just covered the Giants versus the Cubs in game one of their three-game series at Oracle Park, and what a game it was. The Giants were down 4-2 going to the bottom of the eighth inning, and they put together an epic rally capped off by Joe Panic's RBI double to put them ahead 5-4. And they won it with Sam Dyson coming into the ninth. He allowed a couple of runners, but got out of it. And the Giants win 5-4. Will Smith was not available because he did pitch in three out of the four games against the New York Mets. Just an epic game. So much fun. A lot of us didn't think it was going to happen. Down two runs in the eighth inning. But this team is proving us all wrong. They just keep pushing the right buttons. Bruce Bochy is a mastermind. Whatever's going on in that clubhouse is working, and they've now won 16 of their last 19 games. In the post-game presser, Bruce Bochy, I was able to ask him a question, if you're able to check that out in the post-game video, about how the team is dealing with this revolving door of transactions and yet winning 16 out of 19, and how are they dealing with this? And he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, that they don't really take too much stock in that. They just go ahead and put their nose down and grind and try to get every win out, and they're not thinking about that. They put it behind them themselves every day that a transaction is made. So there's definitely a chemistry brewing. They know what the front office is doing and Zaidi's doing, and it seems to be coming to a front now in terms of wins. In the clubhouse, we were able to talk to Sean Anderson, who pitched five innings tonight and didn't get the win, but pitched okay. He allowed three runs in five innings, and a couple of really mammoth home runs, actually, allowed by him. But he was asked, what's different? Is it different in the clubhouse with all this winning? And he said, yeah, basically, it's a lot better. It's a lot different when you're winning. And then we talked to Joe Panic, who delivered that game-winning hit. And he said, look, you know, I've been struggling lately, but you just got to put your head down and grind it out. And he knows that he's been hitting the ball hard lately, and that if he keeps working at it, something's going to happen. It's a marathon and not a sprint. And that's what they do. I was also able to show him, they asked him about his line drive down the third base line. It was a foul ball that Sam Dyson, who was warming up the pen, had a hop. And I was able to find it quickly on Twitter. And I actually showed him the video in the clubhouse, and he appreciated Sam Dyson's vertical. So just an overall unbelievable win. The Giants keep rolling. Walking down the clubhouse, it was just a great vibe in there. Dry ice smoke going, Aria Grande playing. It was just a great scene. I was able to talk with those players, walked by Bruce Bochy, gave him a big wave in his office. I kind of regret not going back in there and just talking to him a little bit off the record, but I don't think they appreciate a blogger coming in there and taking up his time. Also walked by Felipe Alou, was a surprise in the hallway, and then saw Brian Sabian and gave him a thumbs up. So just an overall unbelievable night. The Giants will send Madison Bumgarner to the bump tomorrow night. He has been fantastic as of late. His last start, he pitched nine innings of one-run ball. He is a sub-2 ERA over his last five starts, and he does not want to leave this team. And with the Giants at one game over 500 now for the first time this season at 51-50, find themselves only two games back of the second wild card spot. So, look, the reality is the Giants only have six more games until the trade deadline. So, I mean, unless they go 0-6 or 1-5 or something like that in the next six games, I think Zaidi is happy. I mean, I know this throws a wrench into his ultimate plans of 3 weeks ago to sell and trade Smith and Bumgarner. I think now that he can actually sit back, wait for this team to perform over the next six games, and even if they don't do so well, I think he's faced with the opposition of the management and the fans and, of course, the players in the clubhouse. Even if they have a little bump in the road this week, they all believe. They all believe that they can make the playoffs now. They all believe that they can do this. And with a one-game playoff with Madison Bumgarner on the hill, who else would you rather have? And if they trade him and make the playoffs, they won't have him to do such games. So I do think that Zaidi is going to be in a wait-and-see attitude, and he may not end up trading Bumgarner. And his friend, Tim Flannery, penned a blog on his music page earlier this week talking about how he wants the Giants to take care of his friend Madison Bumgarner. And there's two ways to do that. One, sign him to an extension, which I don't think Zaidi's going to do at this point. Not that he's not worth it, but I think he does want to clear the decks of a lot of salaries. Or trade him to a contender so it waives his compensatory draft pick should the Giants not trade him. He plays out the season. And then if he signs with a team before June 1st next year, the Giants will be owed that compensatory draft pick, which may scare some teams off to the point where they do not sign Madison Bumgarner, and that's going to hurt his overall contract, his the money he's going to make, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the reality is Madison Bumgarner wants to stay a Giant, wants to retire a Giant, wants to win with the Giants, and I think it's forcing Zaidi's hand right now. I would not be surprised, even if the Giants win every game this week, if he were to trade Will Smith. But that would be an interesting dilemma because Will Smith himself has been near perfect as a closer, one of the best in the National League. And with all of these one-run games they're winning, they really do need Will Smith to win these games. And the wild card usually comes down to, you know, an 88-89 win team. The Giants still have to play a lot better, not better than 15-3 or 16-3, but better than 51-50 to make that wild card spot. And if they blow a couple of saves here and there, if they trade Will Smith, that's going to come back to bite them in the butt. So, interesting days here for the San Francisco Giants. But once again, Giants come back from a two-run deficit in the eighth inning in dramatic fashion and beat the Chicago Cubs, who had won 7 of 9 coming into tonight's game by a final score of 5-4. Check out our blog at torchcast.com. We recorded episode 173 earlier today. Me and Eric talked about this fantastic winning streak and touched upon all the things I just mentioned about. You can follow us collectively at TorchCast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us individually at ChadK21 and 2OutHits. That's with the number 2 for Eric. And hell, let's just enjoy the ride while it lasts. Anyway, this is Chad signing off, and we'll see you later.